Okay, so today Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Tamid, and we are up to parak Gimel Mishneches. Miyricho Yishomen Kol Shara Gadol Shneftach. When they opened up the Shara Gadol of the Heichal, they heard it all the way in Yericho. Miyricho Yishomen Kol Magreifa, and from Yericho they would also hear the sound of the Magreifa when the Levim were doing the Avoda, which was a musical instrument. Magreifa literally means a shovel, but because it was a musical instrument that resembled a shovel a little bit. But it was really a wind instrument. So they would hear the kol magrefa. Yericho yishomer kol eitz shasa ban katin muchni lakiyor. And Yericho, they would hear the sound of the wood pulley system that ben katin had made for the kiyor as it was lowered underground and lifted up from underground. Yericho yishomer kol gvini karus. And Yericho, they would hear gvini the karus, the guy who made loud announcements when he would wake up the kohanim every morning. Yericho yishomer kol Chalil. In Yericho, they would hear the Chalil playing during the time of the Avodim. Yericho Yishom and Kol Tziltzal. They would hear the cymbals that they would use during the Avodim. Yericho Yishom and Kol Ashir. They would hear the Shir during the Avodim. Yericho Yishom and Kol Ashofar. They would hear the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah and on Tainesim. V'yesham and Af Kol Shal Kohen Gadol B'Shashu Maskir Es Hashem B'Yom HaKippurim. They would also hear the Kohen Gadol's voice when he would say the Shem Hashem on Yom HaKippurim. Yericho Yimarichim Reich Pitam HaKtores. They would also smell the Torahs in Yericho, all the way in Yericho. Amr of those Mendeglai Izim Hayu Lebeis Abba Bahar Michvar Vayu Misachos Mirach Pitam HaKtores. He said, my father had goats that were kept on Har Michvar, and they would sneeze because of the smell of the mixing of the Ketores, and that was really far away from Yerushalayim. But you see just how potent that smell was. Mishnah test: Mishnah Zachar B'Tishah Mizvecha Pnimi Nichnas. Whoever was the one who was going to be able to clean off the ashes from the Zvecha Pnimi would go into the Heichal, and he would take the basket and he would put it in front of him, on the floor in front of him. And he would scoop up the ashes with his hands and put them in the basket. And at the end, when there were too few ashes to scoop up into his hands, he swept the remaining ashes into the basket. And he left the basket next to the Mizbeach HaPrimi, and he went out of the Heichal. The one who won the right to cleaning the ashes off of the menorah would then go into the Heichal with his little jug. And the two eastern neros were still burning. So he'd clear out the ashes from the other ones that were not burning. And he would leave those burning as they were. If he found that the two eastern ones had gone out, he would clear the ashes and relight them from the ones that were still burning. And then afterwards, he would clear out the ashes and any leftover oil in the wicks from the fire in the rest of the neros. And then you would put in new oil and wicks. So the five western neros were ready for it to be lit, and the two eastern ones were already lit. So and he had this jug with the ashes and the leftover oil and wicks. The Evan Haisel Lefnei Menorah. There was a stone in front of the menorah Bashalosh Milos, which had three steps on it. Shalea Kohen Omer Amedev as neros, where he would stand on it in order to clean out the neros, even though it wasn't that tall. He'd be able to reach it anyway, but that was what they had. They had these three steps in front of him. And he left that jug on the second step, and then he left the Heichal. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Ches, we listed a whole bunch of things that they were able to hear from Yericho, and the reason we got into that was because the first of those things that they were able to hear, or smell for that matter, from Yericho, the first thing they were able to hear from Yericho was the opening of the door of the Heichal, the Shara Gadol of the Heichal. And then in Mishnah Tes, we described how they would do the Dishna Mizbeach HaPnimi, as well as how they would do the Dishna Menorah, distinguishing between the two westernmost candles and the rest of the two easternmost candles, rather, and the rest of the candles in the menorah. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the fourth parak of Maseches Tamid.